नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 30, titled The Description of Adverse Fruitive Activities. Text number 9. Grageshu kutha dharmeshu.
Grageshu kutha dharmeshu.
Grageshu kutha dharmeshu. Dukkha-tantresh atantrita
Dukkha-tantresh atantrita
Dukkha-tantresh atantrita
Dukkha-tantresh atantrita
Kurvan-dukkha-pratikaram
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 Sukhavan-manyate-grahi Sukhavan manyate grahi Grage sukuta dharmeshu Dukkha tantresha tantrita Kurvan dukkha pratikaram Sukhavan manyate grahi Grageshu, in family life, Kuta Dharmeshu, involving the practice of falsehood, Dukkha Tantresu, spreading miseries, Atantrita, attentive, Kurva, doing, Dukkha Pratikaram, counteraction of miseries, Dukkha Vat, as happiness, manyate, things, grahi, the household. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The attached householder remains in his family life, which is full of diplomacy and politics, always spreading miseries and controlled by acts of sense gratification. He acts just to counteract the reaction of all his miseries. And if he can successfully counteract such miseries, he thinks that he is happy. So I'll read the translation and you can repeat it. The attached householder remains in his family life. Which is full of diplomacy and politics.
Which is full of diplomacy and politics.
Always spreading miseries. And controlled by acts of sense gratification. He acts just to counteract the reactions of all his miseries. And if he can successfully counteract such miseries.
He thinks that he is happy.
Now, a short purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Godhead himself certifies the material world as an impermanent place that is full of miseries. There is no question of happiness in this material world, either individually or in terms of family, society or country. If something is going on in the name of happiness, that is also illusion. Here in this material world, happiness means successful counteraction to the effects of distress. The material world is so made that unless one becomes a clever diplomat, his life will be a failure. Not to speak of human society, even the society of lower animals, the birds and the bees, cleverly manage its bodily demands of eating, sleeping and mating. Human society competes nationally or individually, and in an attempt to be successful, the entire human society becomes full of diplomacy. We should always remember that in spite of all diplomacy and all intelligence in the struggle for our existence, everything will end in a second by the supreme will. Therefore, all our attempts to become happy in this material world are simply a delusion offered by Maya. Om Agyana Timarandasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Guruve Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Sapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Tadati Swapadam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna. It's a very strong purport by Srila Prabhupada. So, Srila Prabhupada starts with a purport by saying that this material world is full of miseries and is of temporary nature. Now, in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, right, Krishna says that Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. The chapter attaining the knowledge. Krishna explains this. Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, right? Dukkhalayam means it's a place of miseries. Ashashvatam means it's temporary in nature. Now, why the majority of the population, right, does not understand this, that this place is full of suffering and it's temporary in nature? Why do they not understand this? Krishna says, Srila Prabhupada says, correct? So everyone should understand. Why people are not understanding that? Because this material world, right, it's teaching material education. This is for the body. Krishna is talking transcendental knowledge. The difference between body and soul, right? About the soul, knowledge of the soul. So with the material knowledge, one cannot see what's happening. Right? There are so many universities here. Right? Isn't it? Is there any shortage of universities in Melbourne? Deakin University, La Trobe, you know, Melbourne, Monash. What else? Huh? RMIT. CQU. You know? Anything, you know. But how many ISKCON centers are there in Melbourne? Only one, no? So there are about whatever 20 education institutions teaching about the body, and there is only one place teaching about the? That's a problem. So if you have got 20 ISKCON centers in Melbourne, then most of the people know about ISKCON, about, you know, soul. But that's why people are not interested. Material world. That's what Srila Prabhupada talks. But Krishna certifies that this place is a place of misery. A person who has made it, right? See, we make pharmaceutical products, right? And then we make product, you know, like for example, Benadryl cough syrup. We make it, okay? It's used for coughs. And then in the market we say, don't use the product, it's bad. We certify it's a bad product. Huh? Who will buy that product? Right? We manufacture a cough syrup and we say that it's bad. Will anyone buy that? No one will buy. But here Krishna says, right, that it's a place, he's the one who, you know, we made it, because all the energies are coming from the Lord. Just understand how powerful Krishna is, right? The material energy is coming from him. The spiritual energy is coming from him. We have come from him, marginal energy. how powerful he should be. And that Lord is saying, I've made this, so I'm certifying. ISI mark, you know, quality mark. This is a bad place. But people will not understand as long as they are attached to matter. They will not know. Because the mind by itself is naturally attracted to matter. So if you act on the body and mind, where is the question of knowing about the soul? Correct? Isn't it? See, the mind is a product of the Lord's illusory energy. We are acting on the mind. We listen to the dictation of mind. So how do we understand that? The soul, see, for all practical purposes, you can assume like that. There are three people living in the body. Who are the three people? Mind? Mind, soul, super soul. Correct. Mind is an illusory person inside you. It is not a real person. Because why do you know it's not a real person? Because Krishna says, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, they are my separated material energy. So mind is matter. Are you matter? You are a soul. So what happens is, in the presence of the soul, the mind behaves like a person, illusory person, material person. It says, I want this, I want a house, I want a car. That's a dictation of the mind. So mind, and then soul. Soul is a spiritual person, that is you. And then super soul is there to guide you. See how kind Krishna is. He is present as Paramatma in everyone's heart and he guides you. Whatever species you go. And once you go back to Godhead, then Paramatma's job is over. Till such time he will accompany you. Who will do that? Just think of that. Every species he accompanies. Let it be a human. Let it be a dog. Let it be a cat. Let it be a snake. The Lord is accompanying him. He's directing him. Without Lord, you know, what can you do? As a human being, you've got a full tendency, you've got a full intelligence to turn your direction towards Krishna, so our super soul. Right? So, the soul actually should listen to the instructions of Krishna. But what we are doing? We are listening to the dictations of our mind. The mind is saying, go there and do something. Come here and do this. And that is why we are attached to the material energy and we suffer. But in fact, as a spirit soul, we have to listen to the dictation of Paramatma. Are we doing that? No. Most of the time, no. Why? Because we have to follow Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. Are we following that? No. Then how can you? You have to act on the mind. If you follow Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, then it will be in line with Krishna's instruction. If you follow your own whimsical thought, you will be carried away by the material energy, you know. It will say, go there, do something, come here, do something. Finish. So that is how it is. So 3 person and super soul is there. So that is how it works. So in the presence of soul, the mind just behaves like a person. Right? But when the soul leaves, the mind also goes. It accompanies the soul. So it's an illusory person. For all practical purpose, you have to consider mind as a person. That's what the acharyas say that. You cannot say, oh, mind is, you can neglect. It is a person, but material person. Correct? You have to treat the mind. That is why Krishna says in the 6th chapter, you have to control the mind. Subdue the mind. Mind can be a friend or enemy. If you don't control the mind, enemy. If you control the mind, friend. Right? So it is a person as long as you are living. So that is why you cannot neglect the mind. You have to subdue the mind. It is a person. It will try. It is your enemy. By default, it is your enemy. By practice of Krishna conscious, you have to make the mind as your friend. That is why we are doing that. Okay, what else is Srila Prabhupada saying? There's no question of happiness in this place, either individually or in terms of family, society, or country. If something is going on in the name of happiness, that is also illusion. Now, if this place is full of suffering, correct, then why is someone not able to understand this? Right? They should understand, right? We discussed that. That's because they don't have the knowledge. They don't have the spiritual knowledge. They've got material knowledge. Now, why the suffering is coming? Why the suffering is coming? The suffering is coming because of ignorance. Because of identifying with the body. Or forgetfulness of Krishna. Either one of that. If the moment you forget Krishna, you identify with the body. Forgetfulness of Krishna. Five point tip given by Bhanuswami Maharaj. Forgetfulness of Krishna. Immediately you come under the mode of ignorance. If Krishna is not there, immediately bodily platform. Ignorance. Ignorance means you identify with the body. Body means sense gratification. Sense gratification means sin. Suffering. Forgetfulness of Krishna, ignorance, sinful activity, karma, suffering. Immediately. That's how it. Why? Because Krishna says the soul is very active. Okay? It is not the body which is active. It is the soul. Soul is very active by nature. Okay? So because the body, we are embodied, matter, right? Earth, water, fire, or ether, the soul has to perform activity. The activity can be either material or spiritual. See the logic, Krishna. Everything is very scientific and logical, right? So you have to perform activity. But if you perform activity for your own pleasure, it causes bondage. Work done not as a sacrifice to Lord Vishnu causes bondage in this material world. So any work you do, right, which is not connected to Krishna, causes bondage. It's a faulty work. So you're attached. Because you're attached, you know, you're bounded to the material energy. And then again repeated birth and death. That's how it works. So it's faulty. Krishna explains that. So, do we have to do our work? Do we have to do our prescribed duties? You know, things like, you know, as a family you have to work. So can we stop the work and come and sit down in the temple? No. Why?
Like golden shackles.
Sitting in the temple is golden shackles. No, I'm asking a question. Every one of us can sit in the temple, right? No. We have to do the prescribed duties. Because if you don't do the prescribed duties, also it is a sin. Because karma, Krishna explains it in the Bhagavad Gita, karma, karma, vikarma. One has to do the prescribed duties. Otherwise also sin. Akarma is devotion service. Vikarma is prohibited activities. So one, you have to do your prescribed duties. So by prescribed duties, you will not get sin. But all work has to be connected. You can still work and become a devotee. No one is stopping you that. It's not that only, you know, people living in the temple is a devotee. It's not like that. Even a person who chants one round is a devotee. That's how Krishna treats. Who are we to supersede that? Right? Anyone who chants Krishna's name is a devotee. He's a progressing devotee. He may not be a very fixed devotee, but he is progress. One day he will become. Like Srila Prabhupada gives the example of ripe mango and raw mango. Correct. Raw mango will become ripe one day. But it's a matter of time. You have to be patient. He will become. Because the path is glorious. The path of Krishna consciousness is like that. Very glorious path. Okay, so we are suffering because of ignorance. Ignorance due to?
Forgetfulness.
Bodily identification. Forgetfulness of Krishna or bodily identification. For in our case, we are identifying with the body. So how to overcome that? By becoming a devotee of Krishna. Right? By following ABCD. Before we say A for apple, B for ball, you know. Now we had say A for association, B for books, C for chanting, D for diet. Prasad. That's why we should change that, the slogan, you know. And then, here in the material world, happiness means successful counteraction to the effects of distress. This is a very good point. I like this point. Here in the material world, happiness means successful counteraction to the effects of distress. I remember when I was around 10 years of age, right? Me and my father, we used to go to the market, you know. At the time, the house, you know, I was living in South India place. And then the house, the market is not very far. About 150 meters, you know. Then why do you take a car or a scooter, right? Of course, we did not have a car, to be frank. So, me and my father will walk to the market, you know. There, you know, I tell you, we get very fresh fruits and vegetables those times, which you can never see. Here you can see only shining apples. It's full of bags. If you eat that apple without washing, you get indigestion. Because wax will go and what will happen? You know? So everything is fresh and nice. Okay? Fruits. All organic. You need not, there is no differentiation at that time between organic and, you know, and inorganic or what you call? Chemical oriented, you know. All these things we don't have. Only one stuff that is organic. Everything is grown organically. So, we buy the thing and, you know, my father will carry most of the, you know, like we will go to buy a few and then because of the, you know, the price may be low or something, you know, we pick up a few items, okay? Then my father will carry two bags and he'll give a small bag to me. Because I was refusing, but still I had to help my father. Otherwise, punishment those days. It's not like this. Here in Australia, a father can sue the son, a son can sue the father. He can call the police. My father is hitting me. So the police can come and arrest the father in front of the child. This is Australia. But those times, you know, we did not have this problem. I have to just listen to my father. Right? So he said, okay, he will say, you know, take a bag, you know, and carry. When I'm carrying for my age, you know, I feel it all very difficult to carry, right? So what I'll do, sometimes I'll carry in my hand, the left hand. Then after 10 steps, I'll carry in the right hand. And then again left, again right. And sometimes I'll keep here. It's just a matter of 150 meters, you know. But I found it very heavy. So I was shifting the weights from this hand to this hand to there, and keep like this. Have any one of you tried that difference? No? When you have to carry, you know, carry. This material world is like that. Shifting, you know, from the hand, right hand to left hand to the shoulder and at the back like that. All the problems have to be there, will be there. It's just a diplomatic, you know, manipulation of weights from one end to another end. That is what is material energy. It's exactly like that. So that's what Srila Prabhupada is saying here, you know. One cannot avoid the ill effects of the material world because it's a place created like that. Krishna has created like that. Because technically, if you speak right, how can a soul enjoy matter? Right? Mind wants matter. Mind is matter. It wants matter. But the soul is purely part, fragmental part of Krishna. Satchit Ananda. Satch means eternal. Chit means full of knowledge, a soul. The soul need not have to go to school to study, you know, A, B, C, D. It is full of knowledge, but it is covered by matter. Ignorance. Sachit Ananda. The soul itself is happiness. You need not have to perform a job or a work to keep your body and the senses happy. Automatically, if you know that you are the soul, automatically happy. This is a property of the soul. Sachit Ananda component. But it is covered. Why that covering is there? Krishna explains, or you know, Srimad Bhagavatam explains that the soul has got two kinds of covering, right? Gross body and subtle body. And not only that, We have also got the Maya effect is two effects of Mayas are there. What is that? Avaranatmika, that is a covering potency, and Prakshapatmika, which is a pulling power, pulling tendency. One has to go beyond that. Okay? So, from this statement, if one is very serious to go back to Godhead, right, in this birth, of course one will go back. Once, if someone takes a Krishna conscious, he is definitely going back to Godhead. But we don't know this birth and next birth or, you know, following birth, right? That is sure. Because a path, you got a ticket, but the journey has to be confirmed, you know. You know, you're going back, but which birth we don't know. But one is very serious to go back to Godhead in this birth, then he should understand that this material world is full of miseries and temporary nature. Otherwise, one will not go back. Cannot go back. Because he wants, you know, he is happy with the material world. Then how can he go back? Right? Isn't it? If someone is very attached to the material world, then again Krishna will give him a nice body to enjoy next birth. Isn't it? Still enjoy matter. Only you have to be detached from matter. Yes, I don't want matter. Then one can understand. Yes, it is. Then, the material world is made up of, unless one becomes a clever diplomat, his life will be a failure. Not to speak of human society, even the society of lower animals, birds and beasts, cleverly manages bodily demands of eating, sleeping and mating. See, we have to work very hard. Correct? All the Gragastas knows how difficult it is, right, to work in a company, you know. So you have to work very hard. Whatever the time, the boss will call you. Tomorrow I want you at 5 o'clock in the morning. You have to run. Otherwise, no job. No money. You have to run. Right? It's a rat race, you know. Whoever goes first, they'll get. And if you don't go, your colleague will get the overtime. It's a rat race. Correct? That is how it's a practical thing, you know. And then, you work, you get your salary and all that. And what happens? 40% goes as a tax. In India at least, they give the money, and the end of the year, you have to pay tax. Here, they take the tax and give you the rest. Correct? So 40% goes as a tax. And then what happens? You have the money is there, and then the money has to go for a mortgage. Right? But, isn't it? But here, what is Srila Prabhupada saying? The animals, they do not have to go for job. No overtime for them. Naturally, all the facilities are available. They don't need any gas connection, any house. They are not paying mortgage. All they have to do is, naturally, Krishna has made arrangement. Just go and live. Right? They do not have to go to the Myers to get a jacket. No need. Naturally, the body is jacket proof. Cold proof, you know. This is a creation, Lord's creation, right? So they do not have to do any more endeavors. But we have to keep on endeavoring more and more and more. Just, you know, for this. So what has happened? The human has become more passionate in nature. So people who live in this earth, right, they are very passionate. Right? Now, in regard to this, in the earlier to this chapters, there's a conversation between Vithura and Maitreya Muni. Right? In that conversation, Maitreya Muni is coming out with the fact that the people, he was analyzing why the people in the material world are so passionate. Correct? Because what I mean by passionate is, sometimes, you know, we see that when you give some prasadam to the birds, right? They'll come, they take and go away, and the next set of birds will come and go away like that. You know, just like that. But we, you know, we want endeavor more. We want one house, two houses, four houses, five cars, 80 set of dresses. Right? Passionate. More. I want more. Like that. So, Maitreya Muni is passing a statement, is commenting on this, right? Passionate nature. What he's saying is, after analysis about the creation done by the supreme authority, This is only a spiritual personality can do, right? A person is elevated in spiritual consciousness. We can analyze only what? We can analyze which one is good. Is Optus good or Telstra is good? Is Bank of Melbourne good or Bank of Sydney is good? That is our analysis we can do. We cannot go analysis beyond our body. Right? Petrol is cheaper in South Melbourne than in Clayton. So I'll put there. Correct, no? That is analysis we do. Melbourne is cheaper than Sydney, so we live in Melbourne. We save money. But Maitreya Muni is not like that. Right? He has made an analysis of, because they work for the welfare of the people. Right? We work for our own welfare and for our own downfall. By working for our own welfare, we go down. But those rishis, right, great personalities, they work for the loka kalyan, welfare of the other living entities. That's the difference. A spiritual person, right, a person who is in Krishna conscious, look at our founder Acharya. Welfare for the entire, not human, not a country or anything, universe. How great he should be, right, Srila Prabhupada? He worked for the universe. He has given Krishna consciousness for the universe. That is the power of a devotee of Krishna. He wants to give. Now, Maitreya Muni analysis, right? He says, yes, he's talking to Vidura. In the analysis of the Lord's creation, I found that humans are very passionate. This is because of the fact that in the animals, the abdomen, right? The stomach of the animal is parallel to the earth. But in the human being, the stomach is perpendicular to the earth. So because of this, the passionate nature increases. Just because of the tongue and the belly. Everything for the belly. Maitreya Muni is saying. Right? So as long as we walk like an animal, our passionate will be down. If you stand like this, your passionate will grow. So how do you control? Use all the senses in Krishna's service. Otherwise, one's passionate nature will not come down. That is how Krishna is created, right? We should learn how to walk with four legs, right? With the hands. Then your stomach will be parallel to the earth, and then your passionate nature will come down. You say that, correct? Animals, you know, they've got everything. They do it properly, and then they're not over-endeavoring. Have you watched that? Animals have got that. Ant, you know, they pick up only one grain. It will not pick up. Right? One grain is happy. It will come for the old winter. I'm happy. We over endeavor. That's a problem. And especially this current society, you know, it is telling you how to over endeavor. That is the default of this material education. Right? Material education means what? Royal road to hell. That is how it is. Because they want more and more, you know. A person, what is this job industry doing, to be practical, right? A person may get 40K or 50K, he'll be happy with the job. Then employment company, they will come out with the thing, oh, we will give you 60K, change the company. And some other company will say, I'll give you 80K. So what is this passionate nature, right? Increasing the passion. But when the person was having 40K, was very happy. When he gets 80K, what happens is, he thinks the money, but he doesn't see the attachment along with the money. That is the miseries from the boss. You are taken as a toy for the boss. Correct? He is giving you more money. He is not going to, you know, treat you as a devotee. Come on, Prabhu, sit down. Take pressure. He will say, I've got a dog. You know? Dog means, you know, Indian dog, not Australian dog. you can imagine, right? And we also are Indian, so imagine. That's how it is. So, if person was intelligent, right, what he will do? Yes, you need money. We are not saying, you know, go and live like a beggar. Live. But side by side, your devotional life should go. It is not neglecting the devotional life and picking up material energy and money. No. You earn. If by your luck or by your material arrangement, if you are able to get money without much endeavor, good. Right? But don't, you know, as a prey, go for money. Then it will spoil your spiritual life. So side by side, the spiritual life should grow. Chanting, that is a real pleasure. The happiness, that is for the soul. The happiness of the soul, a tiny, insignificant soul, right? When he gets to Krishna, connects to Krishna, how much happiness he will get? Right? A tiny, insignificant soul can enjoy in a tiny, insignificant way. How much enjoyment can you get? You are very tiny by nature. What is your size? According to Bhagavad Gita? 1/10 of size of the tea. You're so tiny. You're either controlled by the material energy or spiritual energy. That tiny person. Why you are thinking you are big? Because of our beautiful false ego. You're thinking, I know everything. I'm better than anyone. Right? Combination of mind, intelligence, material intelligence and false ego. This is a good package Krishna has given. So we have to slash that. So the tiny intelligence, tiny spiritual, tiny spark of the Lord. They are very tiny. Everyone is tiny. Only the Krishna is, you know, supreme. Our duty is naturally to serve Him. Right? The tiny spark. But the tiny spark can enjoy in a tiny little way. But the tiny little spark, if it is connected to the supremely powerful, how much more can he enjoy? Just think for a second. And this is what Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita as yoga, linking. What is yoga? A tiny soul linking to the supreme and gets unlimited happiness. Unlimited happiness. He is not bothered about material miseries. Because just by contact with the supreme, everything becomes inferior. Of course, there are problems. We cannot avoid. But the happiness, you cannot explain. In Nectar of Devotion, yes, Rupa Goswami says there are three kinds of happiness. He admits. What is that? The first happiness is material happiness. That is very flickering. That is, it's come. By the time you take it, it is gone. It is like a car going at 100K in a freeway. By the time you look, the car is gone. Where is the car? What is the registration number of the car? It's gone. It has gone to Sydney already. This is material world. You see a car, but by the time you identify, it's gone. This is like this, going. This is fleeting pleasure of the material world. Flickering pleasure. By the time you catch, it'll gone. Drupa Goswami says, yes, there is some flickering happiness. But people who are less intelligent, who are dull, who are basically, according to Krishna, fools, they don't understand this. Very heavy language. Spiritually uses it, you know, spirituality. But, you know, we have to understand that. Okay? Then the second class of happiness is understanding that you are a spirit soul and completely realizing your identity. This is known as self-realization. We are suffering because of ignorance. But if the ignorance is gone, and with the knowledge, if you are able to eradicate the ignorance, then you become enlightened. Correct? With knowledge, you become enlightened. When you're enlightened, what happens? You realize your identity as a spirit soul. That is known as the process of self-realization or Brahma-Bhuta stage. Krishna explains. You act as a soul. There is no interaction. The material world is already liberated. Right? Bodily identification, acting on the body is the root cause of all problems. So you act, but for the pleasure of Krishna. Therefore, what one should do is, this is a technique Krishna is giving. Because material ocean, material world is ocean, right? It is water. It is full of water. Ocean. There will be a lot of dangers and problems. So one should, by Bhagavad Gita, by the process of Bhagavad Gita, one should be able to live in water, but not becoming wet. then you are safe. You should be the battle word, because there are dangers, you will see all that. But one should act on the spiritual platform. That means knowing that you are a spirit soul. How? How do you do that? Because a body has got 10 senses. The gross body has got 10 senses. And the subtle body has also got one sense. Mind is also a sense, subtle sense. So all the senses should not be used for your pleasure. That's the only way. As long as 11 senses are directed towards the service of Krishna, whatever way it is, then you are acting on the soul. Even if one of this roaming senses, Krishna says, if it is goes, then you will be swept away in the current of water. So all the 10 senses plus one should be used in Lord said, whatever it may be. And then slowly, you know, it'll be okay. Because if you don't use it, what happens? The mind is a container. It keeps putting in all the junk. Whatever the senses you see, you hear, it all goes into the mind. And mind gets attached to that. It's a container. It keeps attaching, putting all the things. How do you remove that? If a container is having milk, and if you want to empty the container, which you cannot empty, basically, mind, what do you do? By keeping on putting in a pot, milk is there. How do you remove the milk? By putting water, you know, constantly water. So the milk component will go and become dilute, then white color, and finally water. In the same way, by just taking up Krishna consciousness, the mind, previous impressions go away. Because we have been associating with this world from time immemorial. Krishna explains in 2.12, there was never a time you did not exist, I did not exist. So which means that there is the soul is having a journey, continuous journey, right? It's a journey. So that is why the importance of spiritual knowledge is, spiritual knowledge will tell you that the life is continuous. It has got a past, present and the future. Because of the past, you got a present body. And because of the present, you are going to get a future body. Right? Your next body is already created by the way you think. It's not a joke. Right? Your body, you are already creating your own body. Krishna is saying, I am not responsible. Right? Your next body is already forming. What you think is your next body. What you think, mainly, you know, in a day, what you mainly think, that is going to be your next body. So it's a journey, spiritual science, or the soul undertakes a journey. Krishna is explaining. That means life is continuous, right? That knowledge you will know only in spirituality. But what is material knowledge saying? There is no past, there is no future. It's only the present. Go and enjoy. Then you suffer. Blind. There's no connection to the past nor the future. They say we don't know, we don't have a past life and we don't know the future, correct? But what are we? We know everything, you know, through Krishna. And then we have to suffer. So Krishna consciousness is such a, you know, process where one gets the knowledge and through the knowledge one gets enlightened. Right? If you have knowledge, you will not do sin. Right? Why people are doing sin? Lack of knowledge. Lack of spiritual knowledge. So if you have this knowledge, then one will not do sin. If you don't do sin, then naturally you are happy. Only when you do sin, right, you have to be suffering. Only when I pass through the red light camera, I have to be in anxiety whether I have to pay for the bill or not. But if I don't pass through the red light camera, I don't have anxiety. If you don't enjoy your body, no anxiety. Why you don't enjoy the body? Because you are not the body. The body is made up of matter. So why Krishna says, why you want to enjoy? Use it in my service. And realize you are a soul. And come to be. Right? Krishna is canvassing. Come. My abode, there is no electricity. You do not have to pay electricity origin bill. Right? Southeast water, you do not have to pay. I will give you unlimited spiritual dollars, not limited material dollars. Come to my abode. Krishna is saying, right? Come and live with me. And he's also saying the 15th chapter, whatever places you left, you should come back, you know. Now I left home today morning. I should go home. But what we are doing? We are fine, very, very comfortable here. He said, okay, fine. We live here. You know? Like that. Let us see what the point Srila Prabhupada is saying. Human society competes nationally or individually, and in an attempt to be successful, the entire human society becomes full of diplomacy. We should always remember that in spite of all diplomacy and all intelligence, the struggle of existence, everything will end in a second by the supreme will. Therefore, all our attempt to become happy in the material world are simply a delusion offered by Maya. Everything is offered by a Maya, including the relationship. Right? For example, I just remember, sometime back, I have to go to the doctors to get the blood check, you know, done. You know how normally, you know, these days, doctor's place means you have to wait. You know? It's not like before. Before you just make an appointment, the doctor will be waiting for you. Oh, you are my patient, please come in. But not this doctor. He's got full of patients. You understand, no? But now you have to wait for the doctor. Right? During my waiting time, I was observing. Okay, what about? I just observed three pairs of couples, you know. Husband and wife, three pairs. One pair is between 25 to 35 of age. Another couple, 35 to 45. Another couple, 55 to 65, that range. This 25 to 35 age group couple, they did not have children, obviously. I was just observing, you know. And they were very intimate, and they both have got a mobile phone. And the husband is saying, this is fine. And she is comparing and, you know, exchange. Very active exchange. Reciprocation going on. Like that, you know. They are sharing and things like that. Okay. Then I looked at this 35 to 45. Where there is a child sitting between the father and the mother. Okay. Then the husband is very busy doing some planning and all that. In between, the wife is saying the husband, this is what, okay. Again. Okay, that's fine. I'm still busy. You're saying I'm still busy, you know, doing that. Then third time also the wife, you know, something she was saying, okay, right, like that. Very busy. And then she went in her own abode. Okay, I will go. Because you need not have to tell the Matajis how to go. They can remain in their own world. They can create their own world. Krishna has created the material world. Every Mataji is capable of creating their own world. And ideal family, they can all create very ideal situation, the material world. But the truth is, it's not like that. You know, ideal family, ideal perfect, ideal husband, husband, children, ideal school, all they'll create. And that will not happen, material world, unfortunately. Okay, so this couple like that. Then I looked at this 55 to 65 year old couple, where they're sitting the next chair, but mind is distant apart. You know, this man is doing like this. He's having a pain. The same soul, different bodies, right? At the age of 55 or something, constantly was doing. That means he's having some pain. Naturally, right? He's not doing anything. He is naturally having a pain. Sometimes we have a headache, you know, our body pain, will take a tablet, is gone. So it's constantly troubling him. Okay? So his mind is like this. Right? And the woman has got arthritis, something. She was doing like this. At the age of around over 60. So his body is like that. It is matter, no? It will become old. It will change. Right? It will change. The body will change. When you had a boy's body, you will get a youth body. The youth body, you get adolescent body. Then you will get an old age body also. It is not that you are stuck there. Old, suffering. Right? They are constantly, this guy is constantly doing, and she is present. Pain. So what do you infer from this statement? So those old age, naturally you have pain, suffering. What are you going to do? At that time, can you focus like a yogi on the Krishna and meditate if you don't practice? If you don't practice Krishna conscious, right? Will you be able to practice at the old age? Is it possible? The concentration will be only on your body because there's a pain naturally coming. So now, when your body is okay, if you can't meditate on Krishna, forget it. Okay? Impossible. You don't know how the body, every part can produce pain. From the head till the toe, you analyze, you make analysis, what are the diseases you've got? Right? Every part has got a disease. You tell me a part where there is no disease. I will refer and come back to you. One part without a disease. Every part has got a disease. For example, eyes cataract, whatever it may be, sinus, tooth problem, you know. It's not only painful, but also money when you give also is painful. Very expensive. You see, toe. When a nail, if you have anyone has got a nail infection, right? If you have a nail infection, you cannot rest your feet on the ground, you know, it will be pain. You have to fly like a yogi. It's not a joke, you know. You have to fly basically. You have to learn. You have to do at least you have to do Ashtanga yoga for nail infection, so that you will be always floating. So painful. Very, very difficult body. So, understanding with a higher intelligence, one can understand the nature. Yes, it's matter. Why I am attached to matter? Come on. Let me not create my own worlds. Let me listen to Krishna, what he says. When he says, Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, yes, it is. Take it. Don't be attached. Do it as a duty. Attachment is a root cause, you know. We can still do it as a duty. Then get along. Okay. We will stop here. Any questions, comments or corrections? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for a very good analysis of what you have said. You were telling 5 points by Bhanuswami. What is forgetfulness?
Forgetfulness of Krishna. Then immediately when you forget Krishna, even as devotees also, we come under bodily platform.
Second?
Forgetfulness of Krishna means immediately ignorance. Ignorance means you identify with the body. When you identify with the body, sense gratification. Because mind and body means enjoyment.
Second point?
Yeah, second, that's what I said. Forgetfulness of Krishna. The second point is ignorance. Third point is, because identification with the body, enjoyment. And fourth one is karma. Karma means sin. And the fifth one is, or you can say karma, then fifth one is suffering and sin. Sin and suffering. No, Prabhu, I didn't prepare. So, you know, I can't tell someone if I don't know. Anyone knows that? No, anyone, one or two, you know, no. Because acharyas, you know, you should learn properly and you should, you know, you can't just talk something, you know, because they're at this level. They're at the 80th floor. I am on the first floor. So one should prepare and talk about them. When we can't even talk about, you know, Srila Prabhupada, founder
acharya. His mother was Narayani. And Narayani was only 4 years old. And she served Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She was having remnants from Mahaprabhu. That's how she became so spiritually advanced, in great ecstasy. And then when the child was born, in the other, he wrote so many nice books. And you know, the main book, in the other,
one of the
biggest devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Topmost.
But the underlying point is, any topmost devotee will be very humble. He will never think that he is topmost because he realized the knowledge. He knows how big Krishna is. I am tiny, insignificant soul. And so he becomes humble. People who don't have the knowledge, they don't know where Krishna is level. Somewhere Krishna is an imaginary figure somewhere, and then they think false ego, I am the biggest person on earth. Naturally the humility comes. Because you are always seeing in reference to Krishna. The material world is you are separate. I am separate. I am the best person. But in spiritual life means reference is Krishna. When compared to Krishna, who are you? What are you?
That's why Srila Prabhupada complimented Saraswati. She was only a tiny baby, 2 years old. And Prabhupada used to ask her, who is the biggest person, supreme personality of Godhead? Krishna. Who is the supreme personality? Saraswati said Krishna. Prabhupada was very happy.
So there are, based on that, so there are 2 points. One is understanding, and second one is realized knowledge. Unless a person gets real, anyone can know Krishna is the Supreme Lord like that. But one has to realize that knowledge. So, realized knowledge is very important. Realized knowledge means acting on that. See, I can study Bhagavad Gita, you know. Oh, Krishna said this. I can tell you the 6th chapter, you know, by heart. I don't know, I'm just saying, if I want to. But if I don't follow, if I don't control my mind, right? In the 6th chapter, Krishna says, the mind can be a friend or enemy. I can easily say this sloka, but if I'm not able to control my mind, what for? Yeah. So, one is a theory and the other one is practical. Very important. So, Srila Prabhupada did not want us as an armchair philosopher, you know, talking like this, talking and going and doing some nonsense. No. You just talk, preach. First you follow, and then you preach others. You follow first. It's not telling others and you don't follow. You should follow and preach others. This is our system. Then there will be purity. What you say. If you don't follow, how do you tell others, you know? That purity is a force, isn't it? Right? Now anyway, in this, I just remembered quickly, very quick example once. When I'm just saying purity or how one should follow and then preach others. Once, a lady and a son, right? They went to Mahatma Gandhiji, you know, Mahatma Gandhiji. I don't know if some of you may know it. Then this lady said to Mahatma Gandhiji, my son is eating a lot of sweets. Constantly eating sweets. Please tell him, you know, because he has got a great regard for you. If you tell him, he will listen to you. Then Mahatma Gandhi looked at him. He said, okay, you come after 2 weeks. I will tell him. Okay? Then this lady did not know. Why is he saying 2 weeks? Okay, anyway, he has told. She went and after 2 weeks, she came with the son. And then at the time, Mahatma Gandhi said, talked to the child and he said, see, you should not eat too much sweet. It's not good for you. Okay? So listen, I'm telling you that, follow this. So that son immediately said, oh, Gandhi is telling, I will follow. Then they went. The next day again, the lady came. And asked Mahatma Gandhi, no, I did not want to ask this in front of my son. I would like to know why you did not tell 2 weeks back. Why do we have to wait 2 weeks and come? At that time, Mahatma Gandhi said, I myself was eating sweet. How can I tell others? It's not etiquette. When I'm not following, how can I tell? Where is the purity? Now, 2 weeks I stopped. I control my senses. Now I can tell others. Now there is purity.
Like a doctor telling the patient not smoke, and if he is smoking still, how the patient.
But that is material, that is how it's happening. So, that's how it is. Okay, we'll stop here. All look quite tired. Don't worry, we have to come down to the bodily platform to take some prasad. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nithai Gaura Premanand.
Surupadu ki
jai. Guru Maharaj ki jai.